Shkalim chapter 2 Mishnah 1 Mitzdarfin Shkalim le Darkonas Mibnei Masu Aderech. They could exchange their shekels for dariks because of the burden of the way. What was a darik? It was a golden coin, right? It was a gold darik. And in order to prevent the messengers who were going up to the temple, they obviously to prevent them from carrying a lot of these half shekels, so they could convert it onto golden coins, which would weigh much less and were much easier to transport. Kesham she shofaros b'mikdash, just as there were shofars in the temple, and what they're talking about here is shofar shaped chests for collecting money. They had a broad base and they had a narrow opening, whilst that you could put money in, but it was difficult for someone to steal money, to put their hand in and get the money back out, right? So just as they had those shofar shaped chests in the temple, kachayu shofaros b'medina, they also had them in the provinces, so that people could come in the provinces and they could donate their money. Change of topic now. People who had sent their shekels with a messenger. And what you're talking about over here is a shomer chinam, meaning that he was an unpaid messenger. He wasn't being paid to transport the money. And as he was going along, so he was either robbed or he stole the money, but due to no negligence of his own. The money was lost due to no negligence of his own. In this case, Imnis Rama HaTruma, if the Truma had already been withdrawn, and the Truma being withdrawn means in the temple, what they used to do is they'd collect all the half shekels in a chamber in the temple, and then 3 times a year they would withdraw the half shekels. So if this messenger is on the way, and it was the first of Nisan, right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they did the first withdrawal. We'll learn later about the withdrawals. But it was the first of Nisan. When they did that withdrawal, they said at the time of withdrawing it, we also have in mind to include all of the shekels that have already been collected, but are still on their way to us. So this person, he was on the way. If they'd already done the withdrawal, then they have in mind in the temple to include his shekel. So who do these shekels belong to? The temple, not to the townspeople. So if the first withdrawal has already happened, Nishban the Gizbarim, this messenger would have to take an oath to the temple treasurers that they were stolen or lost without his negligence, and then the townspeople wouldn't have to give further half shekels, right? The imlab, but if the withdrawal hasn't happened in the temple, then who do the half shekels belong to? The townspeople. So now the messenger, Nishban Libnei Ha'ir, he has to go and take an oath to the people that sent him that he has lost, you know, that it was lost or stolen without any negligence on his part. And in this case, Ubnei Ha'ir, Shoklin Tachtan, the townspeople have to give another half shekel. They have to give another half shekel. They have to do it again. Nimtzu or Shechazurim HaGenavim, if the original half shekels are now found after they've given a second time, Eilu ve'eilu shkalim, so they're both shkalim, they're both consecrated as half shekels, ve'ein odin lehem l'shana haba, and they can't credit them for the next year. So it will come out that these townspeople, it's lost, it's their loss, they've given twice, it's an unfortunate incident, but they'll lose out, and it's as if they have given twice.